You've spoken a lot about heart disease. Does the diet you recommend also help prevent cancer?
Yeah, it's interesting. We did not specifically study that, but anecdotally, in that initial group, who were all men, over a follow-up of 20 years, none of them developed any cancer. But that's, like I say, that's anecdotal. I would not, I'm not going to tell you that that was rock solid research. However, it's interesting that when you want to look from a sort of an epidemiologic standpoint, one of the reasons that I got into this in the first place is when I was chairman of the Breast Cancer Task Force at the Cleveland Clinic in 1983, 84, I was beginning this increasingly disillusioned with the fact that for no matter how many women I was doing breast surgery, I was doing absolutely nothing for the next unsuspecting victim. And that led to a bit of global research. And it was quite striking to see that there were other cultures where breast cancer rates were 30 and 40 times less frequent than the United States, like Kenya. And in rural Japan in the 1950s, breast cancer was very infrequently identified. And yet, as soon as the Japanese women would migrate to the United States by the second and third generation, they now had the same rate of breast cancer as their Caucasian counterpart. Perhaps even more powerful was if you look at Japan in the 1958, how many autopsy proven deaths in the entire nation were there from prostate cancer? 18. One of the most mind-boggling public health figures I've ever encountered. By 1978, 137 had died, which is still pales in comparison to the 28,000 men who will die this year in this country from prostate cancer. And then there was the work of, again, of Dean Ornish, where he took patients who had early prostate cancer and was able to show early prostate cancer get a reversal. And it was interesting that if you grow prostate cancer cells in a petri dish and you introduce serum from somebody who's eating a standard diet, it will suppress the cancer growth by 7%. However, if you introduce serum from persons who are plant-based, you suppress the cancer by 70%. So it's an area where certainly a great deal of research still has to be undertaken, and we'll see what happens.
How important is it for us to eat green leafy vegetables? Is it better if it's raw than if it's steamed? Is it still beneficial if we don't add vinegar to it?
By now, I think your audience is familiar because I've said it on multiple occasions in this conversation that the it is the endothelial production of nitric oxide that protects us. All right? Now, therefore, it's also important for your audience to know that the endothelial production of nitric oxide, which is that magic molecule, is age dependent. You never heard of a boy or girl who was 8 years old having a heart attack, right? They've got nitric oxide coming out of their ears. I mean, it's, but I mentioned that by age 20, 17 to 34 in that autopsy study, the disease was ubiquitous. But even if you're beautifully healthy and you're 50 years of age, you now have 50% of the nitric oxide endothelial production that you had when you were age 25. And when you're over 80, you've lost 70% of that endothelial production of nitric oxide. So what we try to do with our patients is take advantage or take really a lesson from the newer research in the last 12 or 14 years that has shown us that the body has an alternate pathway besides the endothelial production of nitric oxide, an alternate pathway to make additional nitric oxide. What is that? Well, obviously, for patients for cardiovascular disease, we want antioxidants because that's what their plaque and blockage is. It's an absolute cauldron of oxidative inflammation. So we need antioxidants. So Do not go down to the health food store and buy a jug of pills that says antioxidant because it doesn't work. It's going to be harmful. Therefore, we want you to get your antioxidants from food. Fair enough. What food? Food that is high in what we call ORAC value. O-R-A-C, oxygen radical absorptive capacity. So this means if you're having raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, blackberries on your morning oat cereal, that's a terrific start. However, nothing can trump the antioxidant value of green leafy vegetables. So of our patients with heart disease, I'd like them to chew, not smoothies or juicing. I like them to chew a green leafy vegetable roughly 6 times a day, approximately the size of half of your fist, after it has been boiled in water or steamed, so it's nice and tender, 5.5 minutes. And then I'd like them to anoint it with several drops of a delightful balsamic or rice vinegar. Why? Because research has shown that the acetic acid from those vinegars will restore the nitric oxide synthase enzyme contained within the endothelial cell that is responsible for making nitric oxide. The second benefit from chewing the greens, it restores the capacity of your bone marrow to once again make the endothelial progenitor cells. What do? The endothelial progenitor cells replace our senescent, injured, worn out cells replace our senescent, injured, worn out endothelial cells. Now, the third benefit from chewing the greens. Now, this is the absolute key. When you are chewing a green leafy vegetable, you are chewing a green nitrate. As you chew the green nitrate, it is going to mix with the facultative anaerobic bacteria that reside in the crypts and grooves of your tongue. Those bacteria are going to reduce that green nitrate that you're chewing to a nitrite. Now, when you swallow the nitrite, it is your own gastric acid, which is going to further reduce that nitrite to more nitric oxide, which can enter your nitric oxide pool. So when you think about it, pretty exciting. For minimal expense, no hideous side effects, 6 times a day. That means from dawn to dusk, morning to night, all day long, you are absolutely restoring nitric oxide, the very molecule, the deficiency of which has given you this disease in the first place. Pretty darn exciting to think you can do that with a vegetable. Now, there's some caveats to this. Toothpaste with fluoride or public drinking water with fluoride and mouthwash will injure the beneficial bacteria in the mouth. And we do not like patients to take antacids if they can avoid it, because antacids will reduce your gastric acidity and you will be unable to reduce the nitrite to more nitric oxide. Now, you probably are wondering, what are the green leafy vegetables that I'm suggesting? They are bok choy, Swiss chard, kale, collards, collard green, beet greens, mustard green, turnip greens, napa, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, cilantro, parsley, spinach, and arugula and asparagus. And the top 5 are kale, Swiss chard, spinach, arugula, beet greens, and beets. And Ben, look what it does for your memory.